National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, October 24th, and we're very pleased to be joined by Oak Mountain Academy in the studio with us today. We have Athletic Director Tommy Amoroso, as well as Senior Jackson Pike, Junior Charlie Bartlett, and Freshman Damian Ruiz. And we are live streaming this morning's program on the Oak Mountain Academy's Facebook page. Good morning, everyone. Hey, all right. So our videographer wasn't in studio with us today, so we're very pleased that we got the live stream going on Oak Mountain Academy's Facebook page there. We're going to be talking about athletics on the mountain. OMA athletes are champions for life, and we're going to be talking about that in detail with our guests. But first, why don't we get a little bit of backgrounds, a little bit of information about each of our guests, and you can tell us a bit about you and a bit about the sports you play or the sports that you direct in the case of Tommy. Why don't we start actually with Tommy Amoroso. I am saying your last name correct, right?
Yes, sir.
I felt like that was the coolest way to say it, so I'm going to assume that's the pronunciation.
No,
just to make
good.
Sure.
Us Italians have a lot of vowels.
I love that. I love it. Well, Tommy, you're the athletic director with Oak Mountain Academy. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about yourself, a bit about your role.
My name is Tommy Amoroso, and I'm the athletic director of Oak Mountain Academy. I possess a CMAA, which is a Certified Master Athletic Administrator certification. It's the highest level of certification in the NIAAA. This is my 31st year of education. I've been teacher, coach, assistant principal, dean, head of school, athletic director. So it's kind of like I tell people I don't think I'm that smart. I'm pretty experienced. So
You've been around, experienced,
done that, got the T-shirt.
Awesome. And the T-shirt. Uh-huh. And athletics are a huge part of your life.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's when you were in school. Did you play? What did you do?
I played football, and I also played all through high school. I played football. College, I played football. High school, I also ran track, and I also played adult lacrosse. So nice. When I came down to Georgia, I was assistant coach for lacrosse, and so I just started picking it up, because it's one of the biggest sports that's booming here. So it was fun. And so the school I was at, we used to rent our field out. And so they had an adult league, and I decided, I'm always throwing and catching with the kids. Let me play.
Nice.
And then I played for about 3 years, and then I had to stop because I couldn't walk for 3 days after I
played. So
I was getting a little old for it.
That 31 years and teachers trying to catch up to you.
Yeah.
Right on.
The hip.
The hip. Yeah. Tommy, appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on the program today. Uh-huh. Why don't we throw it over to a freshman, Damian Ruiz. Mm-hmm. Damian, let's get that mic over there to you. All right. Good morning, Damian.
Morning.
Tell us a bit about yourself, man.
Well, I run cross country at Oak Mountain. I didn't have breakfast today.
Excellent. Nice. Neither did I. That's the most important meal of the day.
But I am trying to focus on academics every single day. Try to practice every day, try to better myself every day, learn a lesson every day.
That's wise.
So, yeah.
That's wise. If you do that every single day, by the time you've had 31 years experience in anything, you're going to be a pro. Just take care of that hip, though. Yeah. Take care of that hip.
The hip.
Yeah, the hip. Let's throw it over to Charlie Bartlett. He's a junior at Oak Mountain Academy. What's up, Charlie?
How are you?
Very well, man. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I've been at Oak Mountain since I was in kindergarten, so my whole life. I'm a swimmer at Oak Mountain. I used to play basketball for Oak Mountain, but I've kind of committed my whole athletic career to swimming.
Nice. Yeah, that's difficult.
It is, yes, sir.
I mean, I can't imagine. Folks that are like the like Olympic swimmers or just the competitive swimmers, like you have to have peak athletic ability. That's crazy. And you can't have as much insulation as I do because you'll float, which is a big bummer. Let's throw it over to senior Jackson Pike. What's going on, Jackson?
How are you?
I'm very well, man. So you're the senior here. I mean, I mean, you've been around. Like, you, this is. Have you been in Oak Mountain the whole time, or just the?
Yes, sir. 14 years.
14 years. Yes, wow. Sir. Yeah, I bet you know every single secret passageway and.
You know, just about just
hidden
about,
doors. Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about you. So you're a senior. Tell us a bit about some of the athletics that you participate in.
Yes, sir. So I play basketball. I play golf. Play tennis. I played soccer, and now we have archery at the school. So I'm just a multi-sport athlete, I guess.
Dig it, yeah, like a Swiss Army knife. Do you have a do you have a particular do you have a, I hate to say the word favorite, but do you have one that that you feel that you you just click with better than the others?
I really like golf. I mean, it's just me and three other dudes just out there talking for a couple hours, and I just love talking.
Having laughs, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's all it is.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You don't cheat or anything. You don't, like, put the ball.
Oh, like, no. Not, right. I'm not like that.
Yeah, I've been around some of these golf clubs around here, you know. I've seen people pull some stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. Or not cool. It's interesting to see what people cheat about, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like, the weirdest things that people, like, really, like, I cannot let them know that I'm a terrible golfer.
Yeah,
you know,
they'll
play. But you don't have to because you're a pro. So you've been doing this for quite some time. Have you played golf throughout your high school, or did you start earlier?
I actually just started in high school, like around ninth grade. I got a free set of clubs and might as well join the team, and I'm not too bad. I mean, I'm not, you know, John Daly or anything.
Sure.
But I'd say I'm above average.
Right on, man. Well, we're glad to have you in the studio. We're gonna be talking about you a bit later.
Yes, sir.
As you have received a pretty cool award, a very, very cool award. Let's throw it back over to Tommy, the athletic director with Oak Mountain Academy. We'll jump right into it, Tommy. What sets OMA Athletics apart?
Well, as you can see from our students that we have here, we don't have a high turnover in kids. So I believe that you have to play with the cards you dealt with. So there are some schools that will recruit athletes and stuff, and that's something that we don't do. Because we do get kids sometimes transfer in. We do that from time to time. We get that. But basically, they have a journey, and that journey starts when they're in pre-K. So in phys ed class, they'll learn skills, give them a lot of positive reinforcement, and so that's what we focus mostly on is skills in the lower school. And then when they move to the middle school, then it turns into like practitioner mode. It turns into leadership skills, and then we do physical skills, we also do the skills of the way the game is played.
Sure.
And so, and what it is, it's if you want to say, it's a watered down version of what the varsity does, and then eventually it feeds into the varsity, and then the varsity also gives back to mentoring the middle school athletes. And so but we have a thing, it's called Champions for Life. And with Champions for Life is that you know, each month we focus on the C, the H, the A, and then each one stands for character, honor, academic, mission, professionalism and perseverance, inspiration, optimism, and never giving up, and also service. Like last month, Kira Lee was one of our volleyball players, and she won the Student Athlete of the Month for volleyball.
Oh,
for
cool.
Character. We focused on her character, and if you ever see her play, she gives up her body all over the court. I mean, you know, she's crashing into the stands just to get a ball.
Making that sacrifice.
She makes the sacrifice, yeah. So so anyway, that's what we also have, you know, our athletics is personalized. It's a faith-based school, so we pray before games, you know, sometimes we'll pray after games. We started FCA last year at the school, so we have FCA lunches for the upper school, we have FCA breakfasts for the lower school, for the middle school. And, you know, obviously we're trying to get the kids to the next level, which is college. It's probably only about 5% of kids, I don't know the statistics, actually make it to a Division I college. Hmm. But what we're trying to do there is make the experience, quote unquote, the experience college-like. And sure. So while they're there, they can look back and say, hey, you know, I had a great experience at Oak Mountain Academy. And so they have the journey through, and then they learn the leadership skills as well.
Absolutely.
All throughout that time. And now, not only that, we're investing in our athletic facilities. We have a beautiful cross-country course, which Damien will get to later. We have a beautiful basketball gym, volleyball gym, and also now we're getting a state-of-the-art weight room, and so that is being installed next week. So we did it in stages. We did the floor, the HVAC unit, the walls. And so we have a nice little space, and we're getting all just kind of the stuff that you'll see at like One Life Fitness. We'll get stuff like that. And so and it's great for the middle schoolers to use and for the varsity teams to use as well.
That's great. I mean, having that opportunity to invest back into the student athletics,
that's right,
into their just general health. I mean, being able to provide that state-of-the-art equipment, which is a lot safer, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, I mean, that's really cool. Okay, so that's an investment that's been put back into the school there. Mm-hmm. And people can check that out when they come check out some of the...
It's a selling point.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Time flies when you're having fun. Time is 8:40. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Athletic Director with Oak Mountain Academy, Tommy Amoroso, as well as Senior Jackson Pike, Junior Charlie Bartlett, and Freshman Damian Ruiz, as we chat about OMA athletics. OMA athletes are champions for life. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. Today is October 24th. And you're tuned in to our program with OMA Athletics. We got the Athletic Director, Tommy Amoroso, in the studio with us today, Senior Jackson Pike, Junior Charlie Bartlett, and Damian Ruiz, freshman with Oak Mountain Academy. And if you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to the station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. And you can also check out the live stream that we have going on the Oak Mountain Academy Facebook page. Shout out to everyone tuning into that. We're very, very pleased to have Oak Mountain Athletics in the studio because lots going on. We were just chatting about some recent investments that have gone into facilities, training facilities, and workout gear and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, that manifests in the excellent performance of their students. So we're going to throw it over to Senior Jackson Pike. So Jackson, good to talk with you again. What athletic opportunities are you involved with on the mountain, and what makes your experience memorable?
So I would say obviously I'm involved in basketball, golf, tennis, all those sports. But I'd say the most memorable part is just the camaraderie of any team. I mean, just having those people have your back throughout the day, or even when you graduate. I remember actually I played on the varsity team as an eighth grader, and I'm still to this day talking to those seniors, talking to those 11th graders, just how your day. Some of them are married. One of them has a kid. I mean, Whoa. It's just different stages of life, and I think that's just the most important part, just getting to help have someone mentor you through those, not rough, but middle school days, we'll put it that way.
And it's interesting, it's because you see folks that have been in the military together or have been in sports teams together, et cetera. Folks, situations where leadership would come in handy, you know, and people would be passing down wisdoms and knowledge. I mean, it sounds like that forms a very unique bond. I mean, if here you have one of your former classmates, you know, they have a kid now and in a new phase. But if you think about it, you'll still be able to provide counsel and advice to each other. It may just not be on the field. It may be in life now or navigating the career fields and whatnot. I mean, that's really cool. So that camaraderie is the most important part for you.
Yes, sir, it is.
So you say all the sports that you're involved with, that's basketball, golf, soccer. Am I missing one?
Tennis,
nice. So as far as leadership and teamwork, I mean, these are things that have been pressed since you've been at Oak Mountain. I mean, it sounds like that develops pretty early.
Yes, sir.
Can you speak a bit about the your experience with teamwork?
So obviously with us having such a small group, like Coach Amoroso just mentioned, you have to really work together to get, you know, to a region level or even a state level, just because we don't have a lot to pick and choose from. So I think just the teamwork and us working together just for that one goal and us really having to work hard is the most important part.
So you actually have just received an award.
Yes, sir.
Very cool sounding award. A lot cooler, as we covered earlier, than any I ever won in high school. tell us a bit about this. Tell us a bit about this commendation.
Yeah, so it's the Most Positive Athlete Award. I got it for golf, for men's golf. I was nominated back in April, and then I actually won for state in May.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was crazy. I didn't think I was even going to win region, let alone state.
That's amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so this is the Positive Athlete for the state of Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Who gave out this award?
U.S. Army.
See, that just blows my mind. I didn't know that the different military branches were, like, having programs. It's super cool. So it's, yeah, like, you know, athletics, they're involved in giving out awards. So with this award, you know, what all did you receive? You know, like, what was the ceremony like?
So we get to the ceremony, and there's, you know, things for volleyball, basketball, cross country, and I got to hear all these different people's stories and their walk through life, and I ended up just, I got an award, and I could put it on my college resume, which right now is the most important part.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's always a pat on the back right there.
I bet that whenever you apply, it's probably hand-delivered by someone in the Army. They show up, and they're like,
"That would be awesome.
Morning. Good morning. You need to you need to accept Jackson Pike into your school," and just slide it over to him.
That would help me a lot. I'm not going to lie. That would help.
Shout out to the U.S. Army. We're really glad that what a cool award, man. Positive Athlete of the Year. Positive Athlete of the state of Georgia. I mean, do we have any idea what contributed to that? Or is it just, you know, overall, you're just a cool guy?
I mean, I'm going to just say I'm a cool guy.
The cool.
I'm not quite sure, I'm going to be honest.
I like to think that there's some, like, cats in the Army, at an Army base right now. They're going through the files. They're like, "Yes, sir. Yeah, it appears he was a very cool guy."
Yeah.
Very cool guy. So you got the award. That's awesome, man.
Yes,
and that was,
sir,
in golf. That's the one that you feel most natural with, you know.
Yes, sir.
You participate in a lot of athletics, but golf was it.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shout out. I mean, is there a chance you might look into joining the Army? Or would that be a part of your career experience? Or is that something you're still working on?
I'm still working on it. If they need it, I won't think twice. I'll go help. But I don't know right now.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you definitely, you know, if they need someone to take a 9-iron and knock a grenade into a bunker somewhere.
Yeah, that's me.
My man's got the skills. Let's throw it back over to Athletic Director Tommy Amoroso. Tommy, volleyball season just ended.
Yes.
So what is the takeaway from this season?
Well, our head coach, Matt Kempf, did a great job. You know, we graduated a lot of girls, and so we had a very, very young team. We actually have 2 eighth graders that play on the varsity. And we finished with a 10-9 record, which,
wow,
was even better than last year. And we were ranked number 11 out of 22 in the state of Georgia for AA. So they did a great job.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all them. Mm-hmm. That's quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So this is an all-time great season for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about other sports opportunities that are on the mountain. Because, you know, we've covered a few.
Mm-hmm.
But if folks, maybe there's some that folks aren't aware of.
Okay. Well, we started archery. It's our inaugural season. We received a grant from NASP last year. Also, we had some parents that donated, and we got the targets and the arrows and the bows, our coach Jim Keller got certified, and he's also a basketball coach as well. Like I said, we started it as a club last year, because there's one thing I believe when it comes to athletics is that you have to start, you got to crawl before you walk. So if you want to start something, probably not starting, jumping right into it is the right thing to do. So we started it as a club, and then from there we worked to this year, which was basically archery's almost an all year round season. And so now we're kind of in the cusp of it right now. So we're practicing middle school and varsity. And then we haven't had our first competition yet, but we will. And so
cool.
we plan to have about 5. You know, we plan to face the cottage school, and then after that to have some, to go to some invitationals as well. And then the state championship is in January.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So archery, I mean, that's a big one. I mean, that's a lot of schools around here don't have that. So
well,
that's really
you know,
cool.
With a small school, the challenge is fielding teams sometimes, especially we're really small. So when I was hired, I was like, okay, we need to resurrect some programs that we had in the past. Again, starting small and then working our way up, same thing. And we also need to introduce new sports, something where you don't have the pressure of fielding a team where it could be more individual.
Absolutely.
So archery, you can have a team, an actual team, but you can also be individual as well.
Excellent.
Just like golf.
Mm-hmm. And just one more time for the listeners. So you got archery, tennis, golf, volleyball. Mm-hmm. I believe you also have basketball.
Yes, we do.
And swimming.
Yes.
Cross country.
Yes.
Are there any I'm missing? And track.
Track.
I had it. Awesome. Awesome. Uh-huh. So that covers kind of the full gamut.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, archery. God, I think that's just so cool. Uh-huh. Well, let's throw it over to Charlie Bartlett. Another sport on the mountain, as we just established, is swimming.
Yes, sir.
We talked a bit about it earlier. Tell us a bit about the swim season on the mountain.
So this year we, again, to go with the playing with the cards you're dealt, we have three club swimmers at the school. Myself, Stasio Roll, and David Hoshin, who's a German exchange student.
Duh.
We're looking for one more swimmer to be a part of a relay, and maybe a guy like Jackson, who's very diverse and plays a lot of sports.
We're going to make five sports.
He's like a Thanos. He's going to have all the Infinity Stones. Yeah.
We just need one more, and we can make a run this year deep at state, hopefully win state this year. We have a lot of talented swimmers that swim at Oak Mountain.
No doubt. I mean, so, you know, you're an avid swimmer, you swim almost every day. What is something that swimming has taught you about perseverance and never giving up?
Our practices for, I swim club year round, are at 5 a.m. in the morning. Ooh. I had practice this morning, actually, before coming to school. So that perseverance is transferred exactly straight from swim to school. And, you know, working through long assignments or essays or things that I really don't know how to do, just learning how to do them, it's directly transferred.
Excellent. So are you planning on maybe competing in swimming in college?
Yes, sir. I'd like to swim D1 at a school, big school in the SEC or ACC. I could swim right now currently at a high D2, low D1, but I'm not where I want to be yet. So hopefully next year my recruiting will go up.
Well, you got next year, man. Next year. I mean, you are a junior, so you got that 1 year left. And one last question. You touched on it a bit, you know, getting involved or being on top of stuff, the dedication to having to get up at, you know, 4 or 3:30 to get there at 5. Expound a bit on how this experience has helped you in the classroom.
Well, I think it's just being able to, you don't get better when you're feeling good, you get better when you're not feeling good. So it's like learning those hard topics that you just don't understand. It's just always keep pushing, and even when you don't think you can do it, you can do it.
Awesome. Well, time is 8:52. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Athletic Director with Oak Mountain Academy, Tommy Amoroso, Senior Jackson Pike, Junior Charlie Bartlett, and Freshman Damian Ruiz as we chat about athletics on the mountain. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is, let's see, make sure it is Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday, October 24th. We're having too much fun here with the Oak Mountain Academy athletics team. We got the athletic director, Tommy Amoroso, senior Jackson Pike, junior Charlie Bartlett, and freshman Damian Ruiz. We've been chatting all about athletics on the mountain, whether that be basketball, golf, soccer, track, cross country, archery. There's a lot going on. Swimming. But we're going to jump right back into it here. If you didn't have a chance to catch this whole show, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode. Feel free to share it with your friends and family so we can get some love for these students out here that are doing amazing in their athletics and in their academics, of course. That podcast will be uploaded to this station's website as well as karatecommunications.com. So we'll throw it over to Damian Ruiz. Damian, you are a freshman. With over 80 acres on the property, cross country is another popular sport on the mountain. So, you guys have a pretty challenging cross country course, I've heard. Tell us a bit about the cross country course and about the team.
Yes, sir. So, the course, when you run the course, it's like you're one with nature.
Nice.
'Cause you're surrounded by trees the entire way. If you're lucky, you might see an animal. If you're lucky.
Maybe.
Like, I've just seen animals like 3 times my entire career, and that was like 3 years of just running.
Does the reptile brain take over, and do you start chasing them with a spear or something if you see a deer or whatever?
No, you don't start chasing them. You have to, like, shoo them a bit.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Tommy's to pull out the archery. You can call the archery students and be like, hey, we got a whitetail out here. We need to do something. We got a bobcat.
But yeah, the course is also like extremely hard. It's very hard because it's hilly.
Yeah.
Even though it's less than a 3K, it's just 1.75 miles. A regular 3K is 1.86 miles. It is still very challenging because of these very steep hills.
Yeah.
And sometimes the dirt is just like, it's like sand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes. And, yeah, it's just challenging.
Awesome, awesome. Well, what other sports do you participate in?
I participate in basketball, soccer, tennis, and I believe that's it. Four-sport athlete, cross-country, soccer, tennis, and basketball. Yeah.
So are you planning on maybe doing any of these sports in college, carrying that over?
I would love to do cross country in a college, yeah, maybe D3, D2.
Awesome.
It works for me, yeah. I just need to train more. I actually got more serious with cross country this year. Cool. That's when I started training much more.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to having you on the program a lot. I mean, you got a few years left, so I look forward to seeing your athletic career grow and grow. We're down to 2 minutes left, so if we could, let's wrap up with athletic director Tommy Amoroso. Tommy, real quick, tell us about some upcoming events that families can check out at Oak Mountain Academy.
Well, we have our booster golf event, which is at Fairfield Plantation Golf and Country Club. That is April 21st. We also have our Man versus Mountain, which Damian was talking about. It's a 3K, 5K. Also, it's a fun walk and run as well. Cool. So we kind of combine it. We try to be inclusive when it comes to all types of runners and walkers and stuff. And so that is a fundraiser for us. Also, we have our virtual open house on Saturday, which is November 19th. And lastly is our in-person open house on February 10th as well.
Excellent. Well, to everyone tuning in at the on the live stream in the Oak Mountain Academy Facebook or on air, if you'd like some more information about Oak Mountain Academy or the Oak Mountain Academy athletic programming, you can check out oakmountain.us. If you're interested in registering for the virtual or in-person open house, feel free to email the director of admission at admissions@oakmountainacademy.us. All right, Tommy Amoroso, Jackson Pike, Charlie Bartlett, and Damian Ruiz, thank you all for joining us on the program today, and congratulations both on your awards and on the dedication that you've put into your athletics. And Tommy, thank you again for coming on, brother.
All right, thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. And we appreciate everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time.